This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne. A special advisory panel to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has voted in favor of approving a Pfizer vaccine for the coronavirus. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
A group of outside advisors to the Food and Drug Administration voted on one question.
Do the benefits of the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine outweigh its risks?
In a 17-4 vote with one abstention, the panel voted yes. It's a major step towards starting the biggest vaccination campaign in American history, with the FDA itself expected to follow the recommendation within days. Millions of shots would then start moving across the country, with healthcare workers and nursing home residents the first to receive the vaccine. The general public's not expected to get widespread access until the spring. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is slamming the brakes on a bipartisan COVID relief package that a group of senators has been trying to get to aid workers and businesses struggling because of the pandemic. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's been pressing for a five-year liability shield to protect companies from lawsuits over COVID-19 illnesses and says a trade-off in the works, $160 billion to state and local governments in exchange for a one-year shield, isn't going to fly.
Democratic colleagues want to pretend they're bravely fighting big corporations, but they're really bullying small business owners and college presidents.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says
we have to have a bill and we cannot go home without it.
Meanwhile, President Trump has pushed for another round of stimulus checks instead of an unemployment benefit, but no aid for local governments. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
You can find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Trump administration has brokered a deal between Israel and Morocco. AP's Mike Gracia explains.
President Donald Trump added to his Mideast legacy Thursday, announcing on Twitter that Israel and Morocco have agreed to normalize relations. The deal was brokered by Trump's son-in-law and advisor Jared Kushner and his chief international negotiator, Avi Berkowitz. In Jerusalem, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
I want to first thank President Trump for his extraordinary efforts to expand peace, to bring peace to Israel and the peoples of the Middle East.
As part of the deal, the United States has agreed to recognize Morocco's claim over the long-disputed Western Sahara region. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Some U.S. officials are now being restricted by China from traveling to Hong Kong. The move comes in retaliation for similar measures imposed on Chinese individuals by Washington. AP's Karen Chamas has details.
China's foreign ministry has announced that U.S. diplomatic passport holders visiting Hong Kong and nearby Macau will temporarily no longer receive visa entry privileges. These restrictions are what China's foreign ministry spokesman described as reciprocal sanctions. The reference is most likely to U.S. sanctions that bar certain Chinese and Hong Kong officials from traveling to the U.S. The U.S. ban targeted those who had a role in imposing a crackdown on free speech and opposition political activity in Hong Kong. China sees U.S. actions as an attempt to interfere in China's internal affairs and undermine China's core interests. I'm Karen Chamas.
The number of people applying for unemployment aid in the United States has taken another leap upward. We get more from AP's Ben Thomas.
The Labor Department's weekly report shows 853,000 people filed new claims for jobless benefits last week. That's up from 716,000 the week before and the most since September. Evidence that companies are cutting jobs again as new COVID-19 cases spiral upward. The total number of people who are receiving state-provided unemployment aid rose for the first time in 3 months to 5.8 million, and all told, more than 19 million people are still dependent on some type of unemployment benefit. Meanwhile, two federal jobless aid programs created in the spring are set to expire in a little more than 2 weeks. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Television host Ellen DeGeneres has announced she tested positive for the coronavirus. Margie Zaraletta of AP reports.
Ellen DeGeneres writes on social media she's feeling fine right now, and she has notified anyone who has been in close contact with her. Production on her show has been put on hold until January. Reruns will air until then. DeGeneres has been taping her show with a limited audience. She began the season in September by putting fans virtually into the seats. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.